$280 cash in the Knights will play coming up after 7 o'clock this morning here. Triple M, 24 degrees, West Mackay. A couple of clouds this morning. Snakes are on the move. We just heard from Luke Boner from the night shift. A woman had a snake coming up through the drain pipe of her shower. No thanks. I'm sponge bathing forever from now on. So I'd have to get in the bathtub to see something like that. No thank you very much.
The worst ones you hear about are the ones that come out of the toilet and bite people on the backside.
Is that even a thing, though?
I've heard it, yeah.
133353. Snake surprise, or have you had an encounter with a snake lately?
Now, Heather in Salonika Beach, just having a look here. Mackay and Serena, snake catcher. I'm guessing you've got a few stories to tell.
There's a few secrets there.
Are the snakes on the move?
Yeah, they are. Yeah, they are. This is typically, they're a bit hungry at the moment. There's a lot of egg brooding going on.
Yeah.
So they just get really hungry to help with that. So they sort of move around at the moment. We've passed the breeding stage. We're into the next stage. And the next stage will be when it rains. A lot will come out when it rains. And also when it gets really hot, you'll find that they go closer to people when they're hot for water.
Heather, is there a place around Mackay that which Sundays as well, maybe out towards the Pioneer Valley, that there is absolutely no snakes? Because I think I'm moving there.
New Zealand?
True. Which is the worst place for snakes in our region? Do you get like calls often?
Yeah. Should I really say?
Yes,
sure.
Yes.
Oh, there's a few places I get called out off constantly. Well, not constantly, but quite commonly.
Yeah.
Rural northern beaches are pretty common.
You're about to say Rural View. That's where I live.
Yeah.
Burn the house, move.
No way. I had a brown snake on my front lawn. This is last year. What's the advice you give to somebody? Obviously, the advice would be to leave it alone. But what happens if it's coming towards your home? Can you don't want to let it go inside your door.
No. So just barricade, like, make sure that there's no holes underneath your doors. Usually, though, usually homes are pretty good, especially the modern homes, and they'll have, like, the strips underneath their doors. So it stops things like they getting in, but sometimes they don't. So just check those, and if you haven't got those, run into the house and get a sheet and shove it under the door.
And is it possible for snakes to come up and bite you on the bum in the toilet?
Well, I suppose possible, yeah.
Okay, I'm never going to sleep ever again. Not showering, not using the toilet. I'll sponge bath only from now on. That's ridiculous. That's
I'm crazy. Surprised one of your ideas on to how to handle snakes, Heather, was you didn't say run.
No.
That's probably because the movement with a lot of twitchy snakes makes them a little bit agitated and frightened. So the snakes react because they're scared. So running...
You can't win, can you?
Well, you can. I mean, as long as you're far enough away, you'll be great. Running is... I mean, you're always going to run faster than the snake, so...
All right. All New Zealand, here, it is.
No, all of a sudden, all the houses and all the beaches in Mackay have just gone up for sale. Like, everyone's selling out there now. Thank you, Heather, for the call. Appreciate it.
No worries.
If you haven't any snakes, just don't go near them. You can hear that podcast on our website now, triplem.com.au. No thanks. 9 to 7.